You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
This is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes, when Frank Bretschneider uses all his tools. Franco Beam comforts us with her subtle textures. And guitarist Freddie Bryant assembles a dream jazz trio. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Friz of Santa Cruz, California. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Reverend Richard Turpin of the Second Baptist Church in Catskill has announced the mass food distribution event conducted Wednesday, May 19th will be the last one. At the event, more than 535-pound boxes of food were distributed. The funding for subsequent events has been eliminated by the federal government, Turpin said. He said, and I quote, "We're coming out of a pandemic, so they, the lawmakers, feel this program is not necessary now," end quote. The distribution was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m., but it started early because of the line of cars waiting on Main Street for the event to begin, Turpin said. All 500 boxes had been handed out by 11 a.m. Earlier that same morning, approximately 750 boxes were given away at the Greene County YMCA in Coxsackie. The Second Baptist Church and the YMCA had hoped to increase the number of boxes this time around, but the supply from the U.S. Department of Agriculture was not available. Turpin said organizations on the U.S. West Coast stopped receiving supplies weeks ago. About 20 volunteers from the Second Baptist Church, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Catskill Department of Parks, and the Elliott at Catskill helped with the distribution by loading the boxes of food into vehicles. Turpin plans to continue looking for other funding sources for future food distributions. Turpin said, and I quote, "The need is still there. We're just going to have to find another source," end quote. The event this week was the fifth food distribution held by the church this year. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The proposal for a solar project on East Red Mill Road in Greenville are now officially off the table. The decision followed a vote by the town board in March to declare the Red Mill Road a scenic byway. A subsequent determination by Code Enforcement Officer Mark Overbrough found that the commercial solar farm cannot, under town law, be built on a designated roadway. As a result, the project is off the agenda for the Town Planning Board, and the application review has ended, explained Town Attorney Tal Rapoye. Rapelier recently advised the planning board that Cypress Creek could appeal to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a use variance, something he said that could be, and I quote, very, very difficult, end quote, to obtain. National solar company Cypress Creek Renewables first proposed the Red Mill Solar Project more than 5 years ago. During that time, there have been multiple meetings, extensive research, hearings, and a 640-page application to the town. The company was prepared to lease 23 acres on East Mill Road owned by James Weeks. The project had been moving along in the planning board process until the March town board meeting, when town board member Travis Richards explained that East Red Mill Road is in fact a New York State designated scenic byway. Two sections of the roadways were officially designated by New York State as scenic in 1991. A section of East Red Mill, as well as a section of Plattskill Road, both were selected for their viewshed. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Progressive legal groups are calling for the passage of a bill that would end contracts between local governments and federal immigration enforcement officials to detain immigrants. The New York Immigrant Family Unity Project, a coalition that includes the Legal Aid Society, Brooklyn Defender Services, and the Bronx Defenders, announced their support of the bill, which is meant to reduce the power of ICE to separate immigrant families, according to bill supporters. There are multiple local governments that have contracts with ICE for their jails in New York. The group said in a statement, and I quote, ICE enforcement and detention is racist, inhumane, and a danger to us all. It separates families, subjects people to the extensive trauma and harms of incarceration, deprives people of basic human needs and rights, and has killed hundreds of people. Yet in New York State, numerous county and city jails are paid by ICE to incarcerate people solely because of where they were born, end quote. The legislation was sponsored by Assemblymember Carnes Reyes and State Senator Julia Salazar. State lawmakers previously adopted measures intended to end law enforcement coordination with ICE, including a law that forbids the agency from making arrests in state courthouses without a warrant. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 11 and 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. More showers Saturday night and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 52 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Koval of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Here is a 2021 new single from the Mountain Goats. The song is called The Slow Parts on Death Metal Albums.
Jumping out of my skin, this tiny sector can't contain me. Suit up in a flash, slipping symbols bravely, bravely. It fits me. Shaking the curse, behaving as the beacons bid me. Denim and leather, silver strap to please the diehard. Let me dance till I die. Turn the volume up high and listen to the slow parts. Alien ships from ancient realms. Thank you.
number.
9.
Number.
8.
Number.
7.
Number.
6.
Number.
5.
Number.
4.
Number.
3.
Number.
2.
Number.
1.
Number
8.
Here's new music from Jim O'Rourke and Elliot Sharp. The album out in 2021 is called Sakuraza, and this song is called Cola Super Deep Borehole from Jim O'Rourke and Elliot Sharp on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Number.
Thank you.
number six.
Here is a 2021 album from Cass McCombs. The album's called Tip of the Spear, and this song is not the Mojo Nixon song Root Hog or Die, but this is Root Hog or Die by Cass McCombs.
You ain't cool.
number five.
Here is 2021 music from Food Man. The song is called Hoshikuzo Tenbudai.
Ring, ring, ring.
Brand new music there from Mouse on Mars. The album's AAI, and the song was Go Tick there on the radio at WGXC.
Number three.
Hey!
That was music from harpist Zena Parkins, on reeds Met Rasmussen, and on drums Ryan Sawyer, with the song Melts in the Surface from the 2021 album Glass Triangle, on the radio at WGXC.
Number 2.
Streams of tears run through trails of unseen landscapes. Soulless water never seems to dance like ballerinas. Raindrops of 1,000 needles pierce skin, a punctured heart. A collapsed wall amounts to, I don't give a damn. Talking plants hug resilient vessels.
That was James Brandon Lewis with the song Fallen Flowers from his Jessup Wagon album out in 2021. Lewis is the composer and plays tenor sax on the record, with Kirk Knuff on cornet, the legendary William Parker on bass, Chris Hoffman on cello, and Chad Taylor on drums.
Number one.
From the 2021 album God's Pea at State's End from Godspeed You Black Emperor, this is Government Came.
I've always tried to be a pretty good guy, and I'm just not going to be treated like it.
Much wrong as it has. I know when I'm just a boy, some stuff started. And the government came in, killed a couple, and the rest of them pissed themselves, went to the house, and nothing else happened.